Extreme Rules 2022 in the bag. We got to see some matches. I mean, I thought they all pretty much delivered. I'll tell you why the one that didn't, in my opinion, didn't. But everyone got to get their spots in. We got to see some stuff we didn't expect. And Bray Wyatt is back, and we get to see exactly what the hell all of that is going to mean for the future. And we'll get to it all after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. I still hate that, but I'm just going to say I thought it was an all right match. You know, overall, the whole thing, like, it was like, no offense to Liv and Ronda, no one cared.
No.
Hannah's like, what? I'm saying, do you hear that? She's like, yeah, they're trying to build up. Like, what? Honey, those are called crickets. What? And all you hear is sustained breath coming out of people. That's bad.
I think that was the kind of general consensus for the whole night, because everybody was waiting because they knew what was going to happen, and yep, they were just waiting for that moment. That unfortunately, it drew the rest of the card flat.
Yep.
I mean, I thought for the most part, yeah, it was a very good show. The matches that we thought were going to delivered. I mean, there were some great spots on almost every match. I mean,
yeah. I'm not that unhappy about it.
No.
I mean, again, Liv and Ronda, though. No one expected it to be good. Well,
it wasn't.
At least half her ass was hanging out. That's, yeah. That was my takeaway. I'm like, at least we have that.
My thing is, like, I was still a little confused that she's getting choked out. Why was she smiling?
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. I wrote that down. I was like, Well, I've been choked out. What? I wasn't smiling.
And then I saw, I guess, like, WWE Bump or whatever were searching for her backstage, and she, like, looked all weird, and I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to push on that. Maybe a heel turn, maybe a – I don't know.
Don't worry, we'll get to that briefly because, well, who wants to talk about that? I like the Donnybrook match. I thought they told a good story, and we were both wrong as could be because I didn't see –
I didn't see
him being pinned. Like, them losing, whatever. That could have happened. I would have been okay. Gunther getting pinned. Pretty sure we were both wrong on that one. So, and so was most of the world. So it's not just us. Tack that one up for, you know, the whole planet was wrong. Good match, though.
Yeah, yeah. I love the brutality in that, and the 900 shillelaghs. And
hey,
Sheamus doing, what's that, White Cross or whatever he calls that through the...
Oh, the Celtic Cross?
That was
a beautiful spot. That was pretty awesome. Yeah. And again, it delivered. I mean, it was exactly what we thought it was going to be. So,
yeah.
That was the positive note of the match.
And it was a good way to start the night.
Yeah. It got it off. I said, put them first or something. Why? Then you're going to stick Liv on there and everyone's going to be going. Which they did. And thank God I went back to watch everything again because I was trying to do it on my phone. I was like, fast forward. And I even picked up more stuff, even though I was fast forwarding through most of it, that sucked. I found more stuff that sucked. I didn't know it was possible to find more stuff that sucked the second time you watch it. I was watching it to see what I missed. I missed a lot of garbage, apparently. That was bad, but it started good. When you're getting to the point where Ronda has her in, you know, the triangle, and she's trying to pick her up to drop her on the table again, and Ronda's actually putting her arm back to press her up so they can actually do it. Like, that, I'm sure you didn't even notice. I didn't notice it the first time.
My biggest takeaway was that Liv couldn't put a table through the rope with the leg open.
Yeah, I never saw that before.
Like,
like, how do you know this is going to suck? That when we can't even get the table in the ring, but it's a bad night for everybody. And her smiling was weird. I mean, it did technically, I guess they saved it because they made her look strong because she passed out and she didn't give up. So, I mean, she didn't look weak, even though she had to, yeah. Ronda had to help her pick her up for a spot because she couldn't pick her up on her own. So that's
put her through the table that was already broken.
Yeah, already. I mean, you appreciated the nice straight like line that the table broke into. You appreciated that. I appreciate that. Like, that's really clean. And good job, guys. God, you made that look terrible. That sucked. But the whole crowd, Hannah thought it was a good thing. Like, she thought there was good noise. I'm like, that's...
Nah, not really.
That wasn't good. That wasn't good noise. That was... Can we move on, please, noise? That was bad. But again, I think, like you said, if they didn't announce everything, they didn't announce that it was finally going to happen at Extreme Rules and they just let him show up at the end, I think it would have done them some favors. Because then every once in a while they're going, okay, cool, when? And
I mean, and then they took away all little doubt by having bunny rabbits out there giving out flyers outside of the Wells Fargo Center.
You know, I've been saying it this whole time. They need to end it. Why? Because they can't keep doing it this good. And then they literally got to the finish line and stumbled in the last 24 hours. Him, like, this whole back, you know, debuting again, they did that good. Like, I thought they did a good job with all of that. It was just, you know, they killed the whole night. Scarlett looked good. It was a good match. Pepper spray. We all know that Drew was losing. That was the problem with the Liv match, too. We all knew she wasn't winning. We all knew that Drew wasn't walking out the winner. Kind of makes it, you know, hard to appreciate it. I liked Bianca and Bayley's match. You know, I thought they actually delivered fairly decently.
That was really, really good match for, yeah. You know, being a ladder match, that those can be tricky. I really would have liked to seen the spot that I think they were trying to do to finish the move, because she had that ladder set up over on the other side, and I think she saw something she didn't like, and that's why she just did the KOD in the other corner.
Yep.
I want to know what she was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, Bailey wouldn't have just grabbed that ladder for no reason. Like, was he going to KOD her on a ladder? Or
yeah,
what kind of spot they were thinking there? Because that could have been really interesting. But, you know, kudos to Bianca for, if you saw something you weren't comfortable with, backing out on that. That's definitely what it appeared to me.
Yeah. That could have ended.
Saw something and she didn't like it. And that shows a mature wrestler there that she could plan B it and not hurt anyone.
To have the confidence in yourself to go, what? Nope. Believe it or not, it actually takes great confidence in yourself to go, not doing it. What? Not even going to try. That's actually really, you know, a good sign of a good competitor. You're not like, you know, like, no, you don't feel comfortable. Don't do it, especially with all that stuff around, because that could end catastrophically.
Yes.
Really easily, rapidly, catastrophically. So
the one thing though in that match that I really didn't understand, okay, they put the emphasis on Bailey grabbing her knee, and then they show that she ripped a part of her knee brace out, and then she threw it to the side, and then did a knee on, like a high knee on Bianca. I don't, maybe something was digging into her, and that wasn't supposed to be a spot, but I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, if you're going to have it happen, do something with it. That was kind of...
Have? Like, does she have a boomerang in her hand? Like,
that's what I thought. That's what I thought. What the? Like, okay.
What is she going to do?
And then she didn't use it. That one did. Well, if you're going to rip it off, do something with it. Yeah, something. Don't just. And what was the point then? Good job, cameraman. What, you know, they didn't zoom in with her going, Nicole's screaming that it's a bracelet, like it's a hinge. Yeah, what'd she do with it? Throw it down. That made a lot of sense. That kind of was, but that was really the only real hokey why'd they do that part of that match, which I have to give them that, because there was a lot of, they were good matches. It was just, I don't know.
Yeah, and it was interesting that when Io and Dakota got involved, Michael Cole said that Bianca's all by herself, has no allies. Did I miss when Asuka and Alexa Bliss no longer were her allies?
Oh, apparently on Raw, you know, they beat them so badly that they're injured and weren't cleared. Hello.
Away.
That weren't cleared to be there. Hey, he's excited. It's Sunday. You know, he's about to listen to you yell at the Eagles for
probably 3 hours.
But they're good.
Maybe go away. Go away.
But they're
don't
talk wrestling. But they're good. So I mean, at least the birds are good. I'll give you that. But I don't. Somebody help us. Their talent is actually. Their talent's actually doing what it should be. So I don't like them, but it's about time it all worked out. And it's about time they gave what's his name a chance. You know, I was always a Hurts fan. Like, sorry, I liked him in college. I think he's talented. He's athletic. He's got it. You guys were in a weird state, but much better now. Much more stable.
I like it.
Talent. But yeah, like that was. We didn't notice them actually doing like anything on. I mean, we saw them get taken out by, you know, like Asuka with the chair around her leg and all that backstage, and then Alexa after the match. But we've seen them do a lot worse things. And then the person shows up the next night, like, hey, what's up?
And Alexa fought like 10 minutes later.
Yeah. Like, it was, I don't know. I thought that was a misstep. But I thought that was a misstep, but that was really the only one. Again, I don't understand the knee brace part. Like, if you're going to rip it off, at least make it part of something. But it is what it is. Nothing we could really say there. I could say you were right in the damn I quit match because there's Beth. And then pretty sure you said that out loud. So
Yes, I said that out loud.
Congratulations.
And whatever this thing is. Go, Chase, please.
I didn't remember what you were on Twitter. At least I think I saw you on there. I was like, well, I don't want to dig for it. So didn't even look, but I was like, he got it. And he, damn it, he was right. It had to be something stupid. And Dom didn't suck with all of his spots, which is the good thing. Like, so.
Yeah, it looked legit. Maybe this is what he get away from his dad. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's what he needed. Because, yeah, he's looked better over the course of the last couple weeks than he did his whole run as Ray's son. So,
it's
going to be interesting when that match finally will happen and where they do it at.
Is it going to be one of those Ray finally says bye-bye? You know,
maybe.
Dom sends him off to the retirement home finally.
Chase, go in the room, please. Now.
You know, but he looked good, so I can't say anything bad about Dom on that one. But again, what character did he have for 2 years? What, he was just Rey Mysterio's son. There was nothing else to it. He was just there.
No, go.
He was literally just like happy to be there. So maybe it was just they actually had to give him something that actually was kind of a character. That could have been it, because he literally had nothing. What are you? I'm Rey's son. What else are you?
That's pretty much where he was for two years.
So I think that it's a good thing.
You know, last couple weeks he hasn't sucked. I mean,
yeah.
I haven't had to see him in a match, so I mean, well, maybe that might help too. But
you know, like, it's just I'm happy. Like, it worked. Listening to Numbnuts like Damian Priest on the stage the whole time after the match hurt my head to a point. But
yeah.
And it's going to lead to Rhea coming back and those two having a match against them again, yada yada. And I see it down the road for like Saudi or something stupid. They're going to pull the look, more people, yay, my star power, make the prince happy. And I'm going to leave it at that.
That was the thought. I right after the match and Rhea concerto at Beth, I looked right over at Justin and I'm like, ooh, Rhea's going to regret that. Because No offense to Ronda Rousey, who calls herself the baddest woman on the planet, the baddest bitch in the world is Beth Phoenix, and
she's legit 100% without a shadow of a doubt. She scares me. She could actually fuck you up, and they can keep calling Ronda the baddest woman on the planet. I'm pretty sure she lost that title when her head got kicked off, and then she lost her next fight in like 9 seconds too, and we never saw her in the UFC again.
Yes,
she gave up that title. I mean, Holly Holmes kicked her straight. I mean, that was one hell of a kick that night. But it was, yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, it came down to that, but I thought they put a good match together before that. I thought they put together a good match. So yeah, I can't be that mad about it. It's just, it was one of those, he said it out loud. You knew something dumb was happening. No way.
I mean, there's no way Edge is just going to say I quit because he got beat up too much.
Yeah.
But I liked it. They went out in the crowd and
They actually did stuff, which is a nice change of pace.
And then he did that. I don't remember exactly how the moveset was, but Edge picked him up and hit his face against the exit sign. And Michael Cole's like, how can he say I quit if he's knocked unconscious?
That's a valid argument.
Yeah, I mean, I can give Michael Cole credit, man. Since the handcuffs of Vince yelling in his ear the entire night has been, he has really been delivering. I mean, he said some dumb stuff last night too, but
what are you doing, you crazy man? Jeez, I'm listening there. What, for everything good you do, Michael, what, you do something like that? Like, that's what you come up with when Riddle's on top of the cage. It's like, what are you doing, you crazy man? Like, when they're screaming holy shit in the background, I'm pretty sure we've lost crazy man. Like, already tried to make the Bryce Harper reference, and he completely botched that. Thank God for
Bryce Howard,
I'm sitting there going, who the thank you for Corey Graves. What, never thought I'd thank him for anything anymore. Or whoever the hell was doing commentary. I think it was the two of them. Yeah, I try not to listen. No offense to Corey Graves. He's kind of gotten it was cool in NXT, but now it's just, thank God they got rid of, whatever his name is.
That guy.
the idiot that always, thank God him and what's his name aren't on the commentary team anymore together, so we don't have to hear Byron. There you go. We don't have to hear that, and thank God we haven't seen Carmella in weeks. He became quite insufferable.
Yes.
But he made the save for Bryce Harper, because I'm listening to him going, who the f- is that guy? Like, I don't even like them. I know his name. Like, come on, guy, you have notes. Like, maybe there's Triple H in his ear going,
He was trying so hard, too, because he made a Gene Segura reference.
Yeah.
And anybody who's not a Philadelphia Phillies fan is like, who the hell is Gene Segura? He's like our seventh hitter who got a ground ball that went up the middle and scored two runs the night before. Nobody knows that unless they're a Philly fan.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was slightly confused on the – who the – is that guy? I was okay with it. What? They were doing a good job. They were on it. It was just the Bryce Harper thing. What are you doing, you crazy man? Like, geez, what? Stop talking, Michael. What? I hope someone's in your ear going, really?
We did the same thing. We were watching the pre-show a little bit before it started, and the crowd was chanting something, and Booker T would not shut up. I'm like, shut up, Booker.
He's really good.
Turns out, we just searched Twitter and found that they were chanting, we want Bray, which they did a lot during the night. And
So that's why Booker wouldn't shut up. Someone was probably actually in his ear. What? Don't you stop. What? You're going to talk, and you're going to talk.
Just keep on rambling, whatever you were rambling there.
Just Mike. Keep going with your shucky ducky, quack, quack, whatever you're talking about. Just keep doing that. Why? Don't let people hear it, even though we all knew it was happening. Fight Pit, I liked it.
I liked it, too. I thought it was great.
I wish they'd stop mentioning Daniel Cormier, like, the whole time. That was my one beef with the whole thing, is they mentioned him at least 4 to 5 times a minute. A minute.
Yeah, and
DC.
I don't know. The beginning part was a little weird for me too, because they like, don't touch me, don't touch me, I'm the ref. And I didn't see him touch you. I'm very confused. And
he did pull back for a punch and had the impression that he touched him. So we'll give him that. When Riddle was cocking back and suddenly going, I mean, he didn't touch him, but at least he's selling it good. I mean, I have to give him that. He sold it well, but they didn't.
Yeah, it was the match. I thought the match was a little flat until they decided to go up. That then took it to a whole nother level. You got an RKO up there and
Pedigree up there,
and then Seth Rollins yelling at Daniel Cormier to climb up there and count them. That was hilarious.
I was waiting for something stupid to happen between those two, and I was so happy it didn't, because it was good once it went up top. I'll give you that. Like, before that, I really just felt it was Seth mauling. It was Seth mauling Matt pretty much the whole time.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, save that for an hour from now. There's going to be lots of things to yell at.
Yes.
It's football. It's football. There's a lot of things to yell at. I don't watch my teams play because there's just only things to yell at.
True that.
But, yeah, I thought they put together a good one for its return. I thought it was better than a normal steel cage match because, again, I just thought they overplayed it during the Thunderdome. Like, there was always steel cage matches, Hell in a Cell match. Like, there was just – I mean, once you're having Hell in a Cell matches on Raw and SmackDown just because, like, it kind of loses its luster. Like, yeah, well, we had to put it together. What? Just keep it up. What? Just keep it there all week. Like, that makes – no.
Do another one.
I was cheap doing that. But, I mean, I do kind of feel bad, though, for Riddle, really, just in one way. I mean, he finally has his moment. Oh, you got to main event a pay-per-view. You won against Seth, and the lights went out, and no one cared. No one.
I got to mention one last thing, and that Swanton or whatever the hell he calls that thing from the top of the cage down onto him, and he only like hit the back part of his body. He hit his butt flat, and all I thought of was Nia Jax. Oh, my hole.
You're welcome.
Oh, Nia. Man, because his face, he did the oh, that hurt.
Yep,
a lot more than I thought it was going to hurt. And whew.
I remember people when everyone goes, well, let me practice this stuff. You actually think he went up there and tried that a few times. You're kind of dumb.
The strength to hold on that triangle being buckle bombed like five times.
That takes I always say that people hate on him, and he's too. That you have to get past the character. Yes, he is irritating. Yes. There's times where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go pee or something. But when he wrestles, he can go. And he does it barefoot. He does stuff in barefoot that people can't do with shoes on. So I thought it was a good night. I just, they're going, what? Look, Riddle gets his moment. I'm like, oh, Riddle's getting his. Like, you get your one moment and no one even remembers you had a match. And I thought they did a good job with all of that. Bringing Bray back. I enjoyed it.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know.
Now, another little part before I guess we can dive deep into that, but the other little part there, I love the little backstage segments with The Miz, who I was not expecting to be there, and Gritty, the mascot of the Philadelphia Flyers.
Yeah, I had no idea who I'm the. Well, it has to be their mascot. Like, who the is this guy?
Oh yeah, he's crazy, and I love those little segments, and then. Especially because everybody's like, oh, that's going to be Dexter Lumis is underneath that. And then Dexter comes from behind him, chokes him out, and Gritty then kicks him in the stomach, and they just walk off together. It was great.
They haven't really missed anything during that whole time so far. Like, I think they've done a good job with the Lumis Miz stuff, except for when he had the knife and he tried to cut through the floor on Miz TV. I mean, he wasn't necessarily going through that mat the easiest that night, but. Dear God, like they've put together what couple 2 minute segments here and there.
Yeah, I think it's been really good. I mean, I feel that they need to progress it a little bit because it will get stale. I mean, you got Miz's birthday on Monday, so you know something's going to happen. I'd really like a swerve where the Miz tries to like think he's setting him up for something. I think that'd be kind of an interesting thing. Or
I think they'll do something good with it though.
I think so.
Because it's not like a big elaborate thing. I mean, it's big and elaborate, but it's literally here and there done. Like on Raw. He's coming. And then what? He's just gone. What? Done. See you later. What? That's why I enjoyed it. They're thinking, but they're not thinking too much where they're going to screw it up. Because if one thing in the wrestling business is well known, they're really good at overthinking things.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And screwing things up. And I do enjoy it. I was going to wear my Lumis shirt, but, well, this thing's been hanging up for, like, 18 months-ish. Yeah. 18-ish months. So, just happy I still fit in the thing. Didn't think I was going to. It was a little tight there for a second, but I was happy to do that, and I thought they did it well. I really mean, for everything that they've built, again, I thought it would have been so much better if they didn't say tomorrow night, if they didn't do that whole thing on SmackDown. Poof, lights go out, whole world erupts, no one was thinking about it. People might have cared that Liv was in the building. No offense to Liv. I mean, they really were stale. You hear the people during all those matches combined, compared to the pop for Bray, just for the lights going out. I mean, you have to feel really good about yourself when you're going.
There was a bunch of pop there because the lights went out. And then I loved the timing of everything. Like they had the lights go out and they just let it sit with no lights on for solid, I don't know, 5-10 seconds. Yeah. And then you got the whole great that we erupted here. I don't know how my son was the one that's jumping around now because he got a great night's sleep last night, sleeping on the floor. And
that one
slept through it all.
That's kind of terrifying. I was on the back deck because we had to go get Shayla from the airport. So I was sitting there having it on my phone. And I'm saying, okay, what? Not bad. What? He doesn't come out, though. Someone's going to kill somebody. And the lights went out and I heard the pop. Then there was, he's got the whole world in his hands, and I think there was some hopping. Like, what? He's happy. And what? Bow. And then they did, and I saw more to it. Like, I liked having the characters come to life. I'm curious as to who is behind all of the characters. That, you know?
Yeah, I'm interested to see if that's going to be a thing or if that was just a
one-off
that he, you know, because then you saw the Firefly Funhouse in that video and it was all like they did dead and cobwebs. Yeah. So I don't know if that's him moving off it. I don't know. I hope not. I really would like to see that be a faction and, you know, over the course of the next month or two, seeing who they are.
I mean, my take from it all, besides wondering who's underneath all the masks and the costumes, was the part to even see that between them being alive, then the guy, you know, whoever it was, guy, gal, idiot, I don't know, dressed up as the fiend over there, and him coming out on his own. So now he's the character inside. Like, I'm very intrigued as to how they set that up. But
yes, and
and they were loud you couldn't even hear him say "I'm here." Before he, like, you could barely hear what they were that loud, and the guy had a microphone that far away from him, and you still couldn't hear him. Like, I thought they, I just don't know what they're gonna do with it.
Yes, it was. I don't know, and I know it's gonna be great. It's not gonna be stupid because the only way I believe that Bray would have came back is if Hunter says, "You do you."
Yeah.
I mean, as long as it's in the, you know, parameters of our business model, like, you're not sacrificing virgins and stuff, you know.
Hey, I would watch that.
Yeah,
they're like Jerry Springer for it. But yeah, like, I'm intrigued to see, though, just because they had someone else.
Oh, jeez.
Like, I'm really excited about that, and the whole world in his hands. I'm like, thank you, because that's like, we're getting old Bray. We got the Funhouse Bray. There's the fiend up there. And now he's coming back out with the lantern, just normal, with the new mask on his face. So it's a whole new evolution, which, you know, I'm pretty sure if Vince was in charge, he wouldn't be doing it. He wouldn't be here. And he'd be like, well, I'm going to do this. And Vince would be like, no.
Yeah. It's a sign that he wanted to be in WWE, but he wanted to be controlled, because you can't tell me that Tony Khan didn't offer him money.
A lot of money. You could tell he was loyal. Like, I mean, I have to give him credit for holding out for that long. You know, Tony likes to throw money around.
Tony would have been stupid. Like, I did not want him to go there at all.
I think we had those texts forever ago. We kept seeing him pop up suddenly after being.
And that was when I was even. That's when I was a lot more positive on AEW. I did not want him to go there because it's just that he had too many meaningless. I just didn't, because, you know, I think that was around the time where. I think it was around the time where Matt Hardy debuted in AEW, and they let him be his creative self for all of like 2 weeks.
Yep, he got to do his thing for 9 seconds, and made kind of like everybody. They come like, hey, and then about a month later, we're all gone. Did they go? I mean, he loves to saw. I mean, it's literally WCW, too. Overly bloated, lots and lots of money, and a bunch of people sitting there just running the asylum.
It didn't a lot work. Of people eating and catering.
I mean, I loved it when they were talking about Hangman. And then, where is he? What? And John Silver posted a picture on Twitter. I've already found him. And he's sitting in catering, eating. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what? It's gotten that bad. Like, we're trying to make him a serious contender for things, and we're making jokes about him just sitting at catering and doing nothing. That's good for weeks on end, even though I like John Silver. But I really didn't want him to go. I think Justin might have been high on. I don't remember. Someone was. It wasn't me. Sure as hell wasn't you, so it had to be Justin. Eeny, meeny, miny, go. Like, but it's just not there. It would have got killed. It would have died just because of the stupidity running around there, which I'm sure he looked at it all and was like, yeah, I'm good. I'll pass. My time will come. I'll go back home. Ain't nobody got time for this. And I'm glad, like, he waited.
And I'm glad he waited. I mean, he didn't do anything. I mean, he could have taken appearances. He could have done signings. Nothing.
He did, I mean, what, 18 months? I think I saw he did three. He did one over in the UK with Bo at some event. So there was the brothers there. They had, I think the whole family was actually there. doing signings together, and they did like one other one, but otherwise he just messed with his Twitter handle and his bio, throwing people off for the last 6 months. And suddenly he's like, hey, what up? I'm ready to deal with the world again. And I do think it started out as, you know, he needed time off because.
And I saw, I guess, some random person on Twitter, because I'm like, there was just reaction posts everywhere, but there was a random woman posted on Twitter, I guess her daughter was like crying because he was back and was so excited, and tagged him, and he actually responded saying, I missed you too, which is unlike him, but I like it.
Hey, I'm down with it. And we got to see, you know, Alexis, the one of you sent, hello, old friend.
Yes.
Like, did we get to see that come back?
She's like the first one I saw.
Yep.
WWE like superstar that commented something back. So, hello, old friend. That was great.
But how? I mean, because everyone's saying, does she get to come back? Like, are they gonna put her back? Because she said she was having a ball doing all that, and it really just went flat without him there. It wasn't anything on her part. It was just Bray's world, and we were all going, like, can we have him back? What do they do with her, though? I mean, if they do, like, throw her back in that direction, I mean, he would have to make some kind of, I know you said sacrificing virgins or anything, but, I mean, she did kind of turn on him.
Yeah.
So they have her come back, and then, I don't know, but it was the way it had to happen. He didn't need to lose that match. That was dumb. But, I mean, he needed to get the hell out of there. He was not right. Vince was pissing him off.
I am perfectly fine if he doesn't get into a wrestling ring until like Royal Rumble. Like, I just want to see him and what he's going to do. And if he does get this Wyndham Six like thing together, they could just run amok. Like, don't even have to have any rhyme or reason to anything they're doing. Just
go.
And occasionally we get some old school Bray Wyatt promos, which
I'm okay with. No matter what you say about his matches, no matter what you say about The Fiend, which was literally the most creative thing in the wrestling business at the time. No offense. We had Super Kick partying assholes over on one side, and we had a bunch of people in a little itty bitty box in the machine, minus Bray. So you can say whatever you want about The Fiend, all you people. That was the best thing they had going.
Yes.
It really was, but I mean, so far, I mean, he started in NXT, as, you know, that whole thing with the Wyatt family. He's been the Eater of Worlds, the new face of fear. Like, I mean, he's the Fiend, whatever the hell he is now, and he's never missed.
Oh my God. If you've ever seen his FCW promos, I forget, it was one of the documentary shows, and they were talking, it was probably about Dusty, and they were talking about it, and his promos up there were just like, everybody else is trying to like, hi, my name is Charlotte, and I'm Ric Flair's daughter, blah, blah, blah. And he's out there talking about killing his dad in the swamp. And
and yes, that was, like, I think it was just actually the story of FCW. It was some stupid name. And it came on after a pay-per-view one night when they were still called pay-per-views. And I was like, okay, whatever, what? That ended way too, it was like an hour and 40 minute pay-per-view. So whichever one was really short a few months ago, that one. And it came on, I'm like, it's only 10 o'clock at night. I mean, might as well. And it wasn't bad, but everyone else, or the one guy that kept doing the same promo repeatedly, he just, you know, change it up a little bit and then get back to it. And then everyone talking about how Dusty would stop him dead in his tracks. God bless Dusty. Hey, he was a great talker, and Bray, sorry, beat everybody still. Like, he hasn't talked in a very long time. Very long. I mean, he was burnt up, Bray. He didn't talk. So there were very many months where we didn't get to see him do any talking. And he's still better than any of them now after sitting around doing nothing. He's just got the gift of the gab.
Here and talk. Come on, go away. We're almost done. Go away.
Yeah. You're almost there, kid. We're almost there. But I'm super stoked about him. Like, that was the highlight. No offense to anybody. Like, they could have put on, if they didn't, they could have put on 173 star matches. I mean, Dave Meltzer's head could be exploding. Like, you know, who doesn't like Dave Meltzer? Everyone, really. But It was, yeah, they could have put on the greatest show ever. Again, like I said, Liv could have came out there stark, just buck naked. No one would have cared. No one at all. No one. Because we're all going, okay, what, tomorrow night? Well, like looking like Stone Cold in the Royal Rumble to stand up on the turnbuckle, you know, pointing at his non-existing watch.
Yep.
Yeah, that was. But so I'm going to, I mean, if you take the Bray stuff out, I mean, I'd still give it a solid in the range of some kind of B, because the matches didn't complete. Yeah. They didn't completely suck, minus, again, what could have been with that one thing, because I was going, she's got the ladder. But okay, there, okay. You know, so there was, you know, that thing, and
he's crying in there. I had to get him out.
You know, we didn't expect anything from it, and we got to see Sheamus pin Gunther, which again, uh-oh. We have little,
I got
we
the
have,
other one.
Yeah, we have little, little people now.
Woke up,
don't worry.
Out of the crib, but who knows how I did it?
Jay, please go away.
He's killing it. What's up, little dude?
He just woke up from that. He's grumpy.
I say, what's up, little dude? And you turn your head right over. I mean, okay, but he's here. I'm here. But overall, good night. You got the kids. Football starting soon, so now yes. you have an extra set of hands. So yeah. I think that's a beautiful place to close it out, but it's exciting things to come. And if we weren't here, if it weren't for Triple H, we wouldn't be here right now. So,
oh no, because last night would have been one Extreme Rules match between probably like Xavier Woods and like
one of the Viking Raiders.
Yes,
something stupid, because that's just, it was nice to see six Extreme Rules matches that were done properly. So see, little dude, man, look, he's living the dream right now. Don't worry, the Eagles are going to start playing soon. The dream will keep getting better. But I'll leave it go with that after 200 episodes. So thanks, everyone. We'll be back in a couple days. Until next time, adios.